Ai, tēnā no koutou e whakarongo mai na ko Gilly Clark tēnei, i runga te reo te rangatira. I tēnei anō kei konei tākunei kai kōrero, ai, mōhio pāhia na koutou kia ia ko Betsy Young, hono kia rongo mai no koutou ia ia e kōrero na. Tēnā koe, Betsy?
Tēnā koe, Gilly.
Pēhāna koe, how are you today? That's good. Okay, you know, it's been a while, and it's the year 2023, and it's the first time I've spoken to you for this year. But you know, times have changed, years are going to change, and I'm wondering what sort of a year we're going to have. It's probably be up and down. The scale goes like this: interest rates are a bit of a question mark on that. You know, housing is going up and down. Of course, living has been a cost factor, you know, and that's what the government has been talking about. And of course, you know, like with Jacinda Ardern putting herself on the side bench and then having a new look on the forefront. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I suppose this is 2023 and they need something for a change. And I think the government at this time, Betsy, would perhaps be looking at all the avenues of what's good for us, what's going to be up and down for the year, eh?
Aye. I'm Gilly. I mean, she's done her best.
Yes. And, you know.
We can do.
Yeah, that's right. I think she filled the tank up a bit when she started. It's overflowing at the moment, and I'm sure she's thinking to herself, right, time for me to get off and have a new look, and maybe someone else can perhaps put a bit of influence into what we can do for this year. You know,
time to be a mum.
Yes, and perhaps in the limelight, there might be a marriage in between.
Aye.
well, we'll wait and see. You know, that's all we can do. One of the things that I look at with us, you know, life is life, and of course, you know, you've been involved in your mahi with the pīngao and your mahi with the gardens, and you know, part of it too, you're into the genealogy section, and you know, there's a bit of talent there that you've got. Yeah. So, you know, people have different avenues, and I'm quite interested in what some of our lives, what we all do. And then, of course, you know, looking at you and having to talk about this for this year, and I thought, well, you know what, there are people out there that are listening to us, and they probably are mesmerized by all of it, that we talk about different people that has done well and has done lots of things and the betterment of doing this for life, eh? You know? Yeah. So you're one of them, Betsy, in my eyes, you know, you've done all right. And so how's the garden going?
Well, I think we've done our best, really. You know, with my own garden and the marae garden, I think, you know, with all that rain before Christmas over December was really good. So, but it's now about harvesting and what are you going to do with it, you know, once you harvest it. So your kamakamas are finished now, but yeah, they were beautiful.
Yes.
The tomatoes, so we've got a second lot. So we'll just see what the second lot's going to do for us.
Yes.
But, made pickles.
Nice.
Yeah.
I tell you what I noticed wasn't exciting, that's me saying this, was the watermelon.
No, I know.
You know,
when we got a few, but they're not ready yet. Yeah. We got, you know, but I mean, 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
So we've got about, yeah.
And I think...
So we've got late ones.
Yes. And I noticed they're not sweet and they're not quite red. You know, the real ripe watermelon and the sweet watermelon. I seem to think perhaps the season, was it too rainy at the beginning of the say September, October, November? Was the weather not good for it that it just wouldn't ripen nicely?
Oh, they need lots of rain and need lots of sunshine.
Yeah, I think it was more the sunshine, I think. Well, that's me. You know, usually I love the watermelons in January. Well, I think I've had one, and to me, mine that I bought from a Pack and Save, they wasn't really good, you know. And I didn't enjoy mine, although I cut it up and put it in the fridge just to make it nice and juicy and cold.
Yes.
Oh, it didn't.
It's nice that way.
Yes, and it didn't happen for me. I didn't enjoy my little watermelon that I bought, and I thought, oh, I won't buy any more.
Yeah, well, we never bought any at all.
Mm. So that was a factor for this summer.
You can never go wrong at Pack and Save, because all their food has to be top quality. So, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. And you got to find out where it was growing, you know. I think that's really important.
Yes, yes. So that's where it was. Mm. I see that was quite plentiful for the kumara, but I tell you what, I just before Christmas there, I got a box of kumara from here. And I boxed it with a few potatoes, and they were the little wee Wilcox potatoes that are grown up in up with the Runanga or Te Aupouri. They have the farms up there. So I had a few potatoes with the kumara, and I sent a box down to my family down in Wellington, and then I arrived at just on Christmas Eve. And I sent them ahead with some corn as well.
Oh,
yeah. So So when I got down there, and for some unknown reason, some of the kumara, we peeled it and then you cut it, you know, and I was going to roast them. And when we opened some of them, they were a bit funny, you know. And I thought, it was quite unusual for us to not have the good, you know, and I bought top quality premium kumara at that stage because I wanted them good for Christmas, you see. But one or two of them, not all of them, one or two of them.
You got some bells.
Yes, yes.
Mm. So I'm saying, you know, you'll get the quality ones.
Yes, I did. And I bought the premium ones from them, you know, and I sent them down to Wellington. But just one or two kumara in the pack was not very good, you know. You know, you sort of don't know. And they don't know themselves because, you know, you look at the kumara, oh, they look nice. And when I peel them and you know, ready for the roasting dish, then I saw some of them, they weren't very good. And, but never mind. That's Christmas for you. So that was my experience with the veggies, you know. Okay, thyme was plentiful. Oh, there's thyme everywhere. I went up north yesterday and I come back with, I picked a few off one of my cousin's gardens, and she had a lot of thyme, so I've picked some for myself at home here. I quite like thyme in some of my meals, you know. Lovely. Yeah. Anything else you've been in your garden?
We had cabbages and I did sauerkraut, so that's what I'm going to do now. I mean, I did it the other day, Wednesday.
Yes.
You know, that's cabbage sauerkraut.
Yeah.
I'm just sort of going to try that. because we had a lot of cabbages ourselves.
Yeah. Even making pickle with it too, it's quite nice, eh? The cabbage.
You know,
for pickle.
I did that with them.
With the kamukamu.
Yeah, and my hot and hot peppers. So yeah. We'll see what it's like.
Like, oh, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice one. Oh, well, we'll let you go. We've spoken about the gardens.
Thank you, Mary. Yep, and you take care and we'll hear from you again.
Yes, lovely. Okay. Kia ora mai anō, Betsy. Catch up when I see you. Yes. All right. Bye for now.
Bye.
Ai, kia koutou anō ko Betsy Young, tēnā, tēnā wahine, noho mai nei Ngātaki, ngari tāna nei mahi, he mahi mārakai, ko ei anō te wahine tino haereana ki ngā moana, ngā tātaha o Oneroa Tohe, ki te tahi atu ki Tokerau a moana, e mahi nei te pīngao, ngari kei kona ei e rute wana mārakai, kanuinga kai, te tahi wana mahi, kei te mahi whakapapa, kei roto i te mahi mō te hāhi Church of Latter-day Saints, ne? Kei kona ei e uruana ki tēnā mahi, ko ei e whaka uruatu e tahi o ngā mahi ki rungo e tō rātu hitori, ne? On the history of the Latter-day Saints genealogy, that's what she does, ne? Nā, kia koutou kei wahona, he whakarongo mai ana ki au me ngā kai kōrero, a e nāno i e nei wahanga o te rā.